Okay, Natasha is also here. Natasha?
No, I think they haven't joined yet, but they should be joining us soon.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So we'll start the session.
Yes, we can start now.
Okay. Okay, we'll join our hands, close our eyes, and Diya Ramokar Mantra and then Arjun Chatari
Okay.
Mangalpath.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyanam, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Loe Sarvatahunam, Mangalam.
Very good, Arjun.
Chitari
Chatari.
Mangalam.
Yes.
Mangalam. Siddha Mangalam. Tahu Mangalam. Kevlipanato Damo Mangalam. Chitari Logatama. Siddha Logottama, Sahu Logottama, Kevlipanato Damo Logottama, Chittari Sharanam Paujami, Arihanta Sharanam Paujami, Sahu, no, Siddha Sharanam
Yes.
Paujami, Sahu Sharanam Paujami, Kevlipanato Damo Sharanam Paujami.
Very good, excellent. Okay, Arjun, do you remember the four lines? All the four? Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav,
The fourth one I'm having a problem with.
Abhinandan. Okay, fine. The three you remember. Okay, fine. Okay, do you remember the name of 24 Tirthankars? Not four line F.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so tell me the name
Okay, first is Rishabh, then Ajitnath, then Sambhavnath,
then.
then
Very good.
Abhinandanath, then
Yes.
Sumatinath,
Yes.
then Padmaprabh,
Very good.
Suparshunath, Chandraprabh, Pushpadant,
Very good.
Sheetalnath,
Yes.
Shreyansnath, Vasupuja, Vimalnath,
Yeah.
Anantnath, Dharamnath,
Yeah.
Shantinath, Kuntunath,
Yeah.
Arantnath,
Yes.
Malinath,
Yes.
Manisavritnath,
Yes.
Meminath, Meeninath,
Okay.
Harshvanath,
Yeah.
and Mahavir Bhagwan.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, tell me how many Meminaths are there in 24 Tirthankaras?
Can you please repeat the question? I couldn't hear it.
How many Neminath are there in 24 Tirthankars?
One.
One. And other one with a similar name is who?
Meaninath?
No. So Neminath and Neminath, what the difference? It's Naminath.
Naminath?
Yeah, it's Naminath. After Munif is what? First is Naminath, and then we stress on N. So it's Naminath. Okay? Naminath, and then Naminath. Okay, these two are different, yeah. So first is, 21st Tirthankara is Naminath, 22nd is Naminath, 23rd is Parshvanath, and 24th is Mahavir or Vardhman. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Excellent. So you were not reading, right? Do you actually remember?
Actually remember. Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, Diya. 24th Tirthankara's name. You remember already, I think.
Rishabdev, Arjunath, Sambhunath, Abhinandan, Sumatinath, Pramaprabhu, Supashanath, Chandaprabhu, Pushparan, Shikarnath, Shriyasnath, Vasapuja, Nivinath, Aranath, Aranath, Shantinath, Kuntinath, Arnath, Malinath, Munisarath, Naminath, Niminath, Pashinath, Maiswami.
Very good. Arjun, good mistake. Any mistake she did? Arjun?
Yes?
Arjun, did she do any mistake? What?
I don't believe so.
Oh, she didn't do any. Okay, any half names she said?
What?
Any half names, not complete names? She said all 24 right, according to you.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Dear, who's 40, Thankar?
Abhinandan Sumati.
Abhinandan Sumati is the fourth Tirthankar. Abhinandan Nath.
No.
Okay, the complete name, you said Abhinandan, but the complete name is Abhinandan Nath. Okay? And who is 20th? Who is 20th Tirthankar? After Arunath.
Malinath.
And after Malinath.
Munisubrat.
Okay, so Munisubrat is a complete name. Yes or no? Dia? It is Munisuvritnath, okay? Munisuvrit is the half name. You have to hit Nath, okay? So Abhinandan Nath, Munisuvritnath. Rest you said completely. Excellent, very good. Okay, Natasha is here, kya? Is Natasha is here? No. Okay, fine. Okay, so Arjun, whatever you remember, say the three lines, whatever you remember. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, okay?
Excuse me, what did you say? I couldn't hear you.
My voice is clear to you, right? Now?
Now it is.
Yeah. Can you tell me the three lines, whatever you remember of the four lines, how much ever you remember? Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan. Start.
Oh, okay. Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, Suparshwa, Jin, Rai, Chandra, Poop, Shito, Shreyans, Jin, Vasa, Puja, Pujit, Shurai, Vimal, Anant, Dharam, Jas, Ujja, Val, Shanti Kuntu Ara Mali Mane Muni Savrat Nami Nami Nami
Yeah. Yes. Prabhu
Vardhaman, and then those last three I can't
do. Yeah. Excellent. Very good. Last three are Pad Pushpa Chadaye. What we are saying is, dear God, you 24 Tirthankaras are there. I mean, when we go to some temples, what do we take? We take some gift, okay? When do we go to some, the place of some guest or somebody? Okay, we take some gifts for them, right? Offerings. So we are just offering all the 24 Tirthankaras some flower. So it's Pad Pushpa Chadaye. So we are offering them the Pushpa. Pushpa means flowers. Chadaye means offering, to offer. Okay, and Pada matlab to all of you. On your feet, I put these flowers, Pushpa. Okay, so after having said all the 24 names, now we are saying you 24 Tirthankaras. I am offering to your feet the Pushpa flower. Okay?
Okay.
So it's Pad. Pad means feet. Pushpa means flower. Pushpa. And Chadaye means to offer. Okay. So I'm offering. Yeah. So Pad Pushpa Chadaye. Say.
Pad Pushpa Chadaye.
Chadaye. Yeah. Chadaye. Okay. In Hindi, to offer is chadhana, so it's chadaye. Okay, fine. So I am saying the fourth line. Okay, Dia, you also remember is thoda, I mean you're not completely able to say it in one flow. Okay, so we both will remember it. Okay, Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshva Prabhu Vardhiman Pad Pushpa Chadaye. Okay, say Arjun. Arjun? Arjun, you can hear me? Hello?
I think Arjun got disconnected, it seems.
Okay, fine.
Do we have Natasha and Arush also? Because I can see one more caller in the conference. So I thought it should be Natasha and Arush, but not sure. Do we have anyone else in this conference call? Okay,
Switch
let's
maybe.
Let's wait for Arjun to join back, but
okay.
One more caller.
Okay, fine.
Hi Arjun, did you join back?
Arjun?
Yes,
okay,
I just
fine.
Got on the call again.
Okay, fine. Okay, so we have to repeat the fourth line, okay? It's Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshva Prabhu Vardhiman Pad Pushpa Chadaye. Okay? Say Arjun.
Okay. Muni Suvrat.
21st is Nami, Nemi. Nami and then Nemi. Okay? So Muni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshva Prabhu Vardhiman Pad Pushpa Chadaye. Yeah. It's first is Nami, small n. We're not stressing on n. And afterwards, we're stressing on n. So Nami, then Nemi. Okay?
Nami, then Nemi.
Yeah. It's Atmuni Suvrat Nami Nemi Parshu Prabhu Vardhaman Pad Pushpa Chadaye. See.
Okay. Manisavrat Nami Nami Nami.
Very good.
Parshva Prabhu Vardaman.
Very
good.
Padu
Pushpa.
Yeah. To offer Chadai.
Chadai.
Chadai, yeah. Very good, excellent. So, Muni Suvrat Naminemi Parshu Prabhu Vardhaman Pad Pushpa Chadai.
Hello?
Oh, Natasha?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi, Chay Janendra.
Hi, Janendra.
Arush is there too?
Yeah, he's here today.
Yeah, hi, Natasha.
Oh, Jai Janendra, Arush.
Hey, Jinendra,
okay.
Ayush.
Okay, Arush, you there, right? Arush?
Yes?
You remember Namukar Mantra?
Yes.
Okay, please tell us.
Namo Ariyankara, Namo Sitharam, Namo Ariyaram,
Very good, excellent. Okay, see, Natasha, we were revising the 24 Tirthankaras, those four lines we learnt about 24 Tirthankaras. Do you remember all the four, Natasha?
The lines?
Yeah, the lines.
Yes, I remember them.
And the name of 24 Tirthankaras, do you remember?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. That is very good. Okay, so see Arjun Diya. Okay, now Natasha is going to tell us the four lines, and afterwards Arjun will tell me four lines, and then Diya, and afterwards we'll close the chapter today. Okay, it's we have to complete it today. It's very easy now. Nothing left in it. Fine. So first, Natasha, Arjun and Diya, listen to her carefully. Okay. Okay, Natasha, start.
Vishab Ajisambhav Abhinandan Sumati Padam Suparsh Jinrai Chandra Puhup Sheetal Shreyansajin Vasapuja Pujit Surai Vimala Ananta Dharma Jas Ujval Shanti Kunta Aramali Manai Munisuvrat Nami Nemi Parshra Prabhu Vardhamana Padapushpa Chadhai.
Excellent. Arjun, your turn. Arjun? Okay, Diya, start. I guess Arjun is lost. Diya? Very good, Diya. Arjun, your turn.
Okay, it's all four, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Vishab Ajit Sambhav Abhinandan Sumati Tadma Suparshwa Jinrai Chandra Puhuk Shito Shriyam Jin Vasa Puja Pujit Shurai Vimal Anandaram Jas Ujit Gilwal Shanti Kuntu Ara Mali Manai Muni Silvrat Nami Nami Parshwa Prabhu Vardhaman Pad Pushpa Churai.
Excellent. Who is first, Nami or Nami?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Who is 21st Tirthankara, Naminath or Neminath?
23rd or what?
21st.
24th is...
Not 4th, 21st.
25th?
It's 2-1, 21st.
Oh, 21st is Nami.
Nami or Nami?
Nami.
And 22nd?
22nd is Nami.
When do we have to stress on N? First or later? Nami, Nami. The 21st is Naminath, and afterwards you stress on N. Then it becomes Naminath. Arjun?
Yes?
21st is Naminath, and afterwards 22nd is Naminath. Okay? Nami is first, then comes Nami. Okay?
Okay.
So it's Muni Suvrat Nami Nami Parshu Prabhu and not Muni Suvrat Nami Nami Parshu Prabhu. You said the opposite, okay?
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay, okay, okay. Now tell me who is Tirthankara Arjun? Who is Tirthankara? Anything you remember about them?
Tirthankara are 24 in number.
And you remember their names, right? Next.
They are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan are not Tirthankara.
Very good. But the definition.
Tirthankara naam karma, which is the best.
Very good.
Karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have no attachment.
They have no attachment. Excellent. Anything else? Okay, Dia, what else Tirthankara has?
They're in Samosaran and give Jinvani.
Very good. Dia, anything you have to add? Yes, yeah. They are surrounded by the magnificence of Samapsharan and other glories. They are 24 in number. And in them, the Tirthankara Naam Karma have come to fruition. What else, Tia?
Which is the right path to liberation?
Very good. They preach as the right path to liberation. Through what?
Liberation?
Yeah, liberation. But through what? Divya Dhvani. With Divya Dhvani, they teach us the path of liberation. Okay? Excellent. Okay, Natasha, who is God, Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is...
Yeah?
Bhagwans are not Tirthankars.
Very good.
Bhagwan. Bhagwans are. Siddhas are Bhagwans. So are Arihantas.
Fine. Okay, fine. But what the qualities do Bhagwans have?
I don't think that they have a Samosharan.
Yeah, they don't have Samosharan. Very good. They have three things. Okay? They are free from something, and they know some things, and they are certain. I mean, they have some number. How many Bhagwans are there?
They're infinite Bhagwan.
Very good. And they are free from
They're free from all karma.
all karma. Very good.
And all the five parameshti are, yeah, all the five parameshtis want to destroy all the karma.
Yeah, they want to, but who is Bhagwan?
I don't know. I
Okay, Arush, do you know anything about Bhagwan?
They're
Arush?
omniscient.
Yeah, omniscience means they know everything, right?
And also they are free from all attachments.
Excellent, that's what. The two qualities which are basic are they are free from all the attachments and they are omniscient. Sarvagya, Vitragi is being free from attachments and Sarvagya is being omniscient. Okay, so they know everything at a particular time. They know everything, present, past and future. Okay, and they are free from all the attachments. Okay, Arush, whom do you think the Bhagwan is? The God?
Can you
Anything
repeat
you know
that?
about? Yeah, I am just asking you, according to you, who is Bhagwan? What should a Bhagwan do? What do you think a Bhagwan is?
Bhagwan
Yes?
is
Say anything you know about him, yeah.
I don't.
No, anything. What do you think who the Bhagwan is? Who God is? I'm not asking definition or something. Whatever you think.
We pray for God. God give us
Yeah, we.
blessing.
Yeah, God give us blessing. What else does God give us? Anything other than blessing?
Can you repeat that, please?
Other than blessing, what else the God give us?
Knowledge.
They give us knowledge. Very good. So they have knowledge
Yes, they have knowledge because if they
of?
don't know.
Yeah, so they should have knowledge, right? Very good. Okay, so knowledge of what do they have? How much knowledge do they have?
They have a lot of knowledge because they have a lot of knowledge because they are Bhagwan. They become Bhagwan because they did good work and they became very good in parai.
And what did you say last?
And study.
And they studied. Oh, cool. Okay. So Bhagwan has lot of knowledge or Bhagwan has complete knowledge?
Bhagwan has completed knowledge.
Knowledge as in studies. His schooling and college are complete. Right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so once you get graduated from the college, your knowledge is complete and you become Bhagwan.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Bhagwan is happy or not?
Yes, they are happy.
Sure.
Yes, they are happy.
Oh, very good. Okay, and any name of Bhagwans you know?
I don't know.
You don't know any god?
Yes, I do
Any
know.
god?
I
Yeah?
know God.
Yeah?
Vaishnav Bhagwan, Mahavir
Oh,
Bhagwan,
very good.
and Chaubiso
Chobi, so Bhagwan, very good.
Bhagwan. And I think I don't know the rest.
Okay, so only these Bhagwan you know, no, none other than these Bhagwan. I mean, any Bhagwan you know about, the world talks about lords, gods, any name you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, so you know, चौबीस भगवान, वर्धमान यानी कि महावीर भगवान एंड पार्श्वनाथ भगवान। वेरी गुड, एक्सलेंट आरुष। ओके सो यू टोल्ड मी दैट भगवान नोज एवरीथिंग, सो ही हैज कंप्लीट नॉलेज, राइट? वी कॉल इट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ भगवान, दैट वन हु नोज एवरीथिंग इज नोन एज भगवान। ओके आरुष, यू सेड ना भगवान हैज कंप्लीट नॉलेज, दैट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ भगवान। वन हु नोज एवरीथिंग मीन्स हु इज ओमनिसेंट, ओके? He is Bhagwan, and one who is completely happy. Bhagwan is completely happy, right?
Right.
Okay, now tell me, when you know everything, will you be completely happy? Okay, tell me, all, any one of you, Bhagwan gives us what? Blessings? Natasha, Bhagwan give us blessings.
Yes, I think that Bhagwan give us blessings.
Okay, Arjun, what do you think? Bhagwan give us blessings?
I'm not sure.
What do you think? They give or they don't?
Yes.
Okay, Dia, do Bhagwan give us blessing? Yes or no? They give us. Okay. How many of you have received blessing from Bhagwan? Anyone? Hello?
Yes.
Any one of you have received blessing from Bhagwan? Natasha, you did?
I don't know.
Oh, Bhagwan gave you and you don't know only.
Sure, I think they give us blessings.
They didn't give you yet.
I don't know.
Arish, what about you? Did he give you something, Bhagwan? Good marks, good toys, good health, something like that? Oh, so Bhagwan is taking care of your health and toys.
Yes.
Oh, Bhagwan has none other work?
Repeat it, please. Can you repeat it?
Bhagwan has no better work other than caring about your toys and your health and your sleep, food. Or they
Yes.
do. They have work, right? Okay, fine. Arjun, what did you get from Bhagwan?
I think Bhagwan don't give us blessings because we don't know what she does look like.
Okay, fine. So
Because we
Bhagwan
don't
didn't.
know what she does look like, so we don't know. I don't think they give us blessings.
Okay, then who taught you the soccer? How to play it?
A coach, my
A
coach.
coach? Okay. And who gives you marks in the examination, the good marks?
Wait, what? I couldn't hear what you said.
Who give you good marks in the examinations? The results. Who give you good results? In the school?
Oh, teachers.
Teachers. Not Bhagwan helps you in making your marks better.
No.
No. Very good. Okay, Dia, what about you? Bhagwan.
Bhagwan,
Divyadhvani. Okay, one thing Bhagwan do is they give us Divyadhvani. What other than Divyadhvani? Blessings? Diya, blessings bhi dete hain? They gave us blessing? Yes or no? हेलो. ओके, नाउ टेल मी, हु विल एक्सप्लेन मी फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट्स? व्हाट इज बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट्स?
Meaning, being free of attachments means that they can't love or hate anything.
Oh, fine. अब नाउ टेल मी अर्जुन, इफ यू आर प्रेइंग टू गॉड एंड नाउ भगवान गेट्स हैप्पी, ओ दिस अर्जुन गाय इज अ गुड वन, ही इज प्रेइंग फॉर मी, सो इट्स बीइंग, इट्स लविंग यू और नॉट लविंग यू? बीइंग हैप्पी एट
It's
यू.
loving me.
यस, बट अब भगवान डोंट लव एंड डोंट हेट, सो हाउ कैन यू गेट इम्प्रेस्ड बाय योर प्रेयर्स? कैन ही?
I don't think so.
He cannot, right? Because he's free from love. So whatever you do, you abuse God or you pray God, he'll not get affected because he doesn't have any love for you or any hatred for you, right? Right?
Yes.
Natasha and Arush, are you getting my point? What
Yes.
is being free from attachment, Arush? Arush, do you love your mom and dad?
Yes.
You love, right?
Yes.
Bhagwan loved their mom and dad or not?
Yes.
Bhagwan loves too. Sure. So why didn't Bhagwan make them Bhagwan too? Their mummy, papa, mom, dad?
I don't know.
If they find themselves happy, so they could have made their parents happy too. Right?
Right.
Why didn't do that?
I don't know.
Okay, then how do you say they love them? Okay, Arush, do you know what is being free from attachments?
No.
Okay, fine. Have you seen any idols of a Bhagwan? How do a Bhagwan look like? Have you been to any temple?
Yes, I
Okay.
have left the temple.
Can you explain me the outlook of a Bhagwan? How do they look? How have you seen the Bhagwan? Describe me, please. Listen to Arushal, please.
Bhagwan, how does Bhagwan look?
Yeah, how do you sit or stand?
I don't know.
You have been to temple, right? You've never seen the idol of Bhagwan. I mean, we have so much study material. In the study material too, we have the photos of Bhagwan. Arush, you know, just try. How do you sit? How does he sit?
Hugging.
What?
He crosses his arms.
Yeah, exactly. And what about his eyes?
Open.
Eyes, what?
Open. Eyes open.
Open and looking at you.
I don't know.
You
Yes,
don't
there
know. Okay. And what about hands?
They straight.
The hands are straight and legs are cross.
No.
So legs are straight too.
Yes.
Okay, so you're describing me the standing Bhagwan, right?
Right.
Okay. And their eyes? They are half open, not completely open. Okay, they just concentrate as if they're looking onto their nose. Okay, it's like that. You all have your study material? Tirthankar and Bhagwan PPT, Arjun Dia.
Yes,
This is Arjun, and I only have the part with the names. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Charge with the names, that's it.
Arjun, actually, we had sent you the Tirthankar and Bhagwan complete presentation initially, and later we added those two slides and sent those two slides separately.
Let me see if I can find it, because I remember not having it.
Okay, let me know. If you don't have, just drop a mail. I can send you back again.
Okay.
We tried Tirthankar, searching Tirthankar and Bhagwan. You have the PPT, okay, Arjun? It's about Bhagwan. Yeah, Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Okay? Natasha, do you have it?
How many slides are in it?
In it, there are about 14. It has all the differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan and the definition. 15 sites are in it. No, it's 13. 13 sites. Okay. Dia, you have, right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, so in it, which site?
This is Arjun again. I just searched and I don't have it. I only have the two additional slides with the name.
Okay, no problem, Arjun. Okay, so Arjun, can you explain me how do a god looks like? You have seen if any of the pictures. Just explain me. Their hands, their legs, their eyes.
So their hands are crossed.
Yeah.
Same with their
Okay.
They're sitting cross-legged.
Okay.
Hands are crossed also, and they're looking at you.
They're looking at you.
Yeah.
Okay, Dia, can you explain me? About how do Bhagwan look? You have been to temples, right? You have seen Bhagwan, the idol of Bhagwan.
Yes.
Yeah, so explain us, how have you seen him? How do he look?
When Bhagwan is sitting on his standing.
Yeah, one is standing, one is he's sitting, okay? So describe anyone. Yeah.
What do Bhagwan stand?
Okay, all the Bhagwan stand or all the Bhagwan sit? Arjun, Natasha, all the Bhagwan stand or all the Bhagwan sits?
They do both.
They do both, right? Yeah, yeah. And where do Bhagwan live? Arush, Bhagwan live where? Arush? Yeah, where do Bhagwan live?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you think, where do they live? Some location, you know? Happy location?
Heart.
Where?
In our heart.
In your heart. Oh my god. Okay, fine. Natasha, you know where Bhagwan lives?
I think Samosharan. Oh no, that's Tirthankar. Right?
Yeah. Bhagwan becomes what once you are Arihanta, then you will become Siddha soon, right? So after becoming Siddha, where do you go? Siddha resides where?
Bhagwan lives in moksha.
Lives in moksha. Moksha is where? The location I'm asking.
Siddhashila.
Siddhashila. We remember it, right, Natasha? Siddhashila. Arish, Bhagwan live in Siddhashila. All the Siddhas, the Siddha Parameshtis, they live in Siddhashila. I guess we have to revise things. Arish, do you remember the name of five Parameshtis? Arish?
Yes?
The name of five Parameshtis, you know? Arihant Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti.
Adu?
You do? Please tell us.
Upadhyaya.
Starting, from starting. Arihant Parameshti, yeah?
Acharya.
Okay.
Aryanta.
Yes.
Siddha.
Very good.
Acharya.
Yeah.
Upadhyaya.
Very good.
And sadhus.
Fine. Very good. Okay. And how many of these Tirthankaras are these Parameshtis are Bhagwan?
Aryanta and Siddhas.
Natasha is helping you?
Yes.
Arish, tell me what you know, don't cheat. Okay. Very good, Arish. So, what are sadhus, upadhyayas and acharyas if they're not Bhagwan? Arush.
Okay.
What are they?
Repeat the question, please.
You said Arihantas and Siddhas are Bhagwan. So who are, Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhus are what? If not Bhagwan.
I don't know.
Okay, they are sadhu, they are monks, okay? Okay, they are practicing the path of liberation, fine? Okay, we were on God. Now, Arjun, did you get the PPT?
Yeah, I found it.
You too, Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay, Arjun, open the slide which says about Bhagwan.
I still don't have it.
You still don't have it? Okay, fine. Okay, then we'll proceed. Okay, I was on Bhagwan. See, Bhagwan don't look at us. They look at themselves, okay? Bhagwan are busy in themselves only. They are happy, right? So they don't have any other place to look at. They are all content. So they have nothing else like why do we watch TV, Arjun? Arush, why do you watch TV? Yeah, very good. Arish, why do you watch TV?
I watch TV so that we can learn something from TV.
Yeah, we can learn something from TV. Bhagwan has to learn something or he knows everything now. Bhagwan need to learn anything, kya? Arish?
Yes?
Bhagwan need to learn anything from the TV? Bhagwan has learned everything or he has to learn some things?
Yes. Yes,
you
can.
What yes? He has to learn something. So Bhagwan should watch TV?
No.
So? See, Bhagwan knows everything. See, we watch TV to learn something and to get entertained, right? Arjun, to get entertained, right? So, Bhagwan has both the things. He has complete knowledge and he is all happy. So, what is the need to watch TV? So, Bhagwan looks at TV? Yes or no?
No, he does not look at TV.
So, okay, so where does he look then? He looks at you? You're so beautiful. Arjun?
He looks at himself.
Yeah, because there is nothing which pleases him because he is contained in himself only. So whenever now next time you see a god, okay, our god, Bhagwan, the idol, you just concentrate that where are his eyes. You'll find his eyes are concentrating on his nose. He's not looking at you. They are half open and they just look at the nose, okay? Next time, whenever you see the pic of a god, the picture, or the idol, please do notice that and then tell me you saw that or not, okay? A Bhagwan view something, a Bhagwan has clothes or not? Arush.
What?
Bhagwan do wear something, some apparel, some clothes?
I don't know.
You wear clothes, you know that? Yes or no? Arush, come on, you know you wear clothes or not?
Can you repeat the question? The line is a bit like weak.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. I'm asking Arush that Bhagwan wears something, some clothes or Bhagwans have or not? The apparels on their body, he wears or he does not?
No.
He does not. Sure? Arjun, what do you think?
Wait, what is the question?
A Bhagwan wears something onto their body or nothing? The Arahant Pramesh, does he have the beautiful clothes or apparels on his body?
I'm not sure.
Dia?
Can
Dia
you please
Bhagwan? Yes, what?
repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm asking, a Bhagwan, they have clothes, they wear them, the beautiful dresses. Do a
No.
Bhagwan, they don't have anything. What do they wear, a Bhagwan? What do they wear?
Nothing.
They wear nothing. Arush? They are saying Bhagwan wear nothing. Arjun is not sure. What do you
Yes,
think, Arush?
no.
Yeah. What? They don't wear anything, right? Can you tell me the reason?
Because God doesn't need clothes because no one
Yeah?
needs clothes because they're already God. Their life is all.
Oh, very good. Because they are free from attachments. They don't get any fun while wearing good dresses or bad dresses, they get sad. No, they are free, they are contained, right? So there is no need to wear clothes. So a Bhagwan, they have no clothes, okay? So next time you go to the temple, you have to look at these things, okay? Whoever is our God, he must not be having any clothes in his body. He must be not looking at us. He must be looking at himself only. Okay, his eyes will be half open. He does not be giving us some blessings like with open hands. His hands will be crossed, right? Cross, if he's standing, his hands will be straight. If he's sitting, his hands will be crossed. One hand over another, okay? This means he has nothing to do now. Okay, our Bhagwans do nothing. Arush, Bhagwan doesn't give us the blessings. Bhagwan are happy in themselves. They don't care about us, okay? Because they are happy. Once you become happy, it's okay, you are happy. Then why to care about the world and get sad? So Bhagwan is happy and we pray to Bhagwan so that we can also be happy. But it doesn't mean that Bhagwan is going to make us happy. Okay? Bhagwan is all busy in himself and his in happiness. Fine. So next time I ask what do Bhagwan give, they give us nothing. What do they wear? They wear nothing. How are they? They are happy. They are free from attachments. They know of everything. They are omniscient. Okay? Fine. Anything else? Okay, fine. Okay, now the differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwans. Tirthankaras are how many? 24. And Bhagwans are?
Infinite.
Infinite. Okay? All the Tirthankaras are Bhagwan. And all the Bhagwans are Tirthankaras, right?
No, the Tirthankaras. Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwan are not Tirthankar.
Okay, so some Bhagwans are Tirthankar. Is it right, Natasha?
Yes.
Right. Dia, some Bhagwans are Tirthankar? wait. Natasha, what do you say? Yes or no? Right or not?
Can you repeat the question again?
Some Bhagwans are Tirthankaras. Right or not? Say Jill, quick.
Wait, you said some Bhagwans?
See, what Arjun told me is all the Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, but all the Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras. So I am asking whether some Bhagwans are Tirthankaras?
Yes, it's possible.
It's possible? Via, some Bhagwans are Tirthankaras? Yes or no?
No.
No. Arjun?
Yes.
Some Bhagwans are Tirthankaras or not?
No.
See, now, listen to me, Arush. Bhagwan is a broader term, okay? Everybody who is happy and omniscient is Bhagwan. Okay, but some of the people who become Bhagwan are becoming Bhagwan with some of the virtues like Tirthankar Nam Karma. Okay, so some people become Bhagwan normally, some become Bhagwan by becoming Tirthankara. Am I clear to this point? Okay, so some of the Bhagwans who became Bhagwan by being Tirthankaras are Tirthankara, right? And some are not. Therefore, we say all the Tirthankaras are Bhagwan. Because ultimately, they are becoming Bhagwan. Whatever they are representing, they are Tirthankara, okay. But they will become Bhagwan, okay? But all the Bhagwans, but there are Bhagwan too, which are normal and which are not Tirthankara. So all the Bhagwans are not Tirthankara. But some of the Bhagwans, which became Bhagwan by being Tirthankaras, are Tirthankaras, right? Right?
Yes.
So, some Bhagwans are Tirthankaras, it's correct. But all Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras. Bhagwan is a broader term. Tirthankara is the subset of Bhagwan. Okay? Whoever is Tirthankar, he is Bhagwan. But all those who are Bhagwan, they are not necessarily be Tirthankara. Am I clear? But yeah, some of them are Tirthankara, definitely. Therefore, Tirthankaras are Bhagwan. So how can we say that he is Bhagwan but not Tirthankara, but he is Tirthankara and Bhagwan both? It's all contradicting, right? Am I clear?
Yeah.
Yes.
You sure, Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Arush, okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay, so Bhagwan, Arush, Bhagwan have Divyadhvani and Tirthankaras have not. Is it correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Bhagwan have Divyadhvani but Tirthankaras don't have Divyadhvani, right Arush? Okay, Arjun, is it correct or not?
Can you please repeat the question?
Bhagwan has Divyadhvani, Tirthankaras don't. Is this correct or not?
I don't think it's correct.
Okay. Diya, what's the correct answer?
Divyadvani?
Bhagwan Tirthankaras
Right?
Bhagwans need not, I mean, the Divyadvani of Bhagwan is not compulsory. Tirthankaras are some of Sharan. What do they do by sitting over there? They give us divine sound, Divyadvani, right? Arjun, you all forgot kya? All the Tirthankaras have Divyadvani, but Divyadvani of Bhagwan is not compulsory. They can have, they cannot. Am I clear?
Okay.
Right way, that's what I'm saying. That was a wrong sentence. Bhagwan need not have Divyadvani, but all the Tirthankaras, they have Divyadvani. Natasha, fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I guess the time is over today. Okay, we'll complete the differences of Tirthankar and Bhagwan in the next class. Okay? And then we'll have a quiz too. So in the next class, we'll start with the quiz. And afterwards, there is one story and one game. Okay, so we'll play game and stories too. Okay? So in the next class, you all have to revise all the things what we have learned till now. Achyuttari Mangal Path, Namukarman, Five Parmeshtis, Mangal, Uttam, Sharan, and the 24 Tirthankaras, the names, the four lines. Okay? And also I gave you homework last to last session. I told you one story of that wild pig and that tiger and Muniraj, right? Remember?
Yes. Yes, I remember. But I still haven't come up with
that rule. Okay, so you take a week again and think on that, okay? In the next class, I'm going to ask who is good, who is better, okay? Fine?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll conclude the session today. Arish will tell us Namukar Mantra, Natasha Chattari Mangal Path, okay? We'll join our hands and close our eyes, all.
Eso punch namo yaro sava pava panasno mangala lanche sava sim parmam havai mangalam chatari chatari mangalam arihanta mangalam siddha mangalam sahu mangalam kevali panato dhammo mangalam chatari logatuma arihanta logatuma siddha logatuma sahu logatuma kevali panato dhammo logatuma Chatari sharnam pavijami, arihanta sharnam pavijami, siddha sharnam pavijami, sahu sharnam pavijami, kevali panatam dhammam sharnam pavijami.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jai Jinendra, to all.
Jai Jinendra, thanks to everyone.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Thank you very much. And I found the PPT. Now it was finally sent to me.
Okay, so now you look at the picture of God and look what is he doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Have a good week.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.